Former President Donald Trump has pleaded the fifth just days after the FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in an unrelated federal probe. The week's developments have galvanised the former president's political opponents and supporters alike, fueling rumours he could soon announce a run for president in 2024. But US politics is bigger than blue states and red states. The battle within parties during the primaries can be just as brutal, if not more. Tonight, foreign correspondent travels to Wyoming, the most pro-Trump state, to explore the contest over the future of the Republican Party. Former Washington Bureau Chief Catherine Diss brings us tonight's foreign correspondent. She joins me now. Catherine, welcome. You recently returned from Wyoming. What are the locals most worried about right now?
Good morning, Patricia. Well, they're most worried about getting rid of Liz Cheney, who has been their representative in Washington, in the House, the US Congress, for 6 years. So three terms. She's vying for a fourth term. But her stand against Donald Trump over his big election lie and also the role she believes he played in inciting the mob on January 6, 2021 at the US Capitol, her stand against those things and her very prominent role on the January 6 committee hearings is what's got people in Wyoming very upset.
Talk us through the upcoming primary election between Liz Cheney and Harriet Hageman. What exactly makes it so fascinating?
Well, what makes it so fascinating is that Liz Cheney was a very strong supporter of President Donald Trump. She voted for him twice. She backed his legislation 93% of the time. She's taken a very strong stand against him now because she's saying that she's standing up for her oath to the Constitution and the truth. Harriet Hageman, her opponent, who is a local resource lawyer, she's born and bred in Wyoming, was a never-Trumper, which is what is when she was opposed to Donald Trump when he was trying to vie for the presidency back in 2015 and 2016. So while she's got little name recognition, Patricia, outside of Wyoming on a national level, she's actually very deeply connected to the Republican Party and was intimately involved with trying to overturn his party's nomination for president. So that's what makes this such a fascinating battle. But beyond that, this isn't just a race for re-election for Liz Cheney. It really is a bigger test of the Republican Party and what it wants to be going forward into the future, whether that is, one, the old guard, the Republican establishment, or whether that is the Trump Party, the Trump Republican Party, which is what we're really seeing play out on the ground in Wyoming.
Now, Liz Cheney's focus on the January 6 hearings has been criticised. How do you think the hearings will play out, not just in Wyoming's primaries, but in the November midterms?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question because what we're seeing here now, a lot of people, the audience, might misunderstand that as though this is the actual election. But what Liz Cheney is going for at the moment is her party's nomination to run against the Democrat in Wyoming. And there's no question that the Republicans won't win that race. It is a staunchly Republican state. It's very conservative. 70% of voters there last election voted to support Donald Trump. But more broadly, what it means as we come to November is looking at, and what's interesting to look at, is the candidates that Donald Trump is endorsing for the Republican Party nomination in other areas of the country. So Wyoming is pretty much a sure bet. It will go Republican. But there are other states, which you'll remember from the 2020 election, which were far closer and which Biden only won by a small number of votes, like Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan. Those are the states that we should be looking at and watching because Trump is endorsing candidates that he wants, that back his ideas, that also support him in his election lie that the 2020 election was stolen from him. And they are winning the party nomination. So that's what's going to be really interesting heading into the midterm elections. They're winning the Republican Party nominations. Can they beat the Democrats come November?
We'll be watching. Thank you so much for joining us. Catherine, really appreciate your time.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.